something. I think I'll call you again. I hate when you ain't with them. I think we're better as friends. I need to tell you something. I think I'll call you again. I hate when you ain't with them. I think we're better as friends.
Take care of all. Sorry. That's Lies Refix, the final song on their new, first debut, I guess, album, 925, out of England. Oh, great album. Before that, you heard Omar Apollo with Imagine You, Fortet with Teenage Bird Song. That's from his new album, Teenage Bird Song. Before that, you heard All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors. Awesome band. That song was from 1999, from the album Turning Into Small. It was called Your Imagination. Makes sense. You know, it was all that space to use your imagination. What's happening? Before that, you heard Becky and the Birds with Wondering, their new single. And I believe that brings us back up to date. Oh, I did miss. You heard Dream by Shark's Tears, which is a really sweet Russian band I found recently. And they're called Shark's Tears. That's how you find them on Instagram. But it's really hard to find them elsewhere without the actual Russian words. So if you you search the album, Experience of the Charm is the name of the album, and you can find it on Bandcamp. Great album. Yeah, Shark's Tears. All right. Well, I got about one more hour of music left for you here today on KGNU, Afternoon Sound Alternative, on Intona Remori. Let's see. Next up is another great small shoegaze band I found called Cigarettes for Breakfast. This is from their EP of that name, or it could be argued that it's an album, but you know, it's in that kind of like 30-minute sweet spot. And this song is called Slow Down. It's I'll let it speak for itself. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Ozo Coffee, with locations in Boulder and Longmont. Ozo Coffee is roasted weekly and offers wholesale and office programs. Information about coffee, merchandise, and delivery is online at ozocoffee.com.
Support comes from Tangerine Restaurants. Tangerine serves classic American breakfast, brunch, and lunch with a healthy Mediterranean twist. Tangerine has three locations on Iris Avenue in North Boulder, in Old Town Lafayette, and their newest location on Main Street in downtown Longmont. More information at tangerineeats.com.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
You're listening to Intona Romori on KGNU Afternoon Sound Alternative. That was I Break Horses with Neon Lights, the new single from her new album, going to be called Warnings. It's coming out, I believe, at the end of this week. It's either at the end of this week or at the end of next week. But either way, it's going to be awesome. Before that, you heard the Radio Department with You Fear the Wrong Thing, Baby. They've just kind of been slowly trickling out singles kind of recently, which is awesome. I mean, whatever music they want to put out, I will listen to. Before that, you heard Darkness by Loudwing Aldair. And that was from their Mirages EP. Really cool music. Yeah. Next up, I'm going to play just real quick a split single by Flock of Dimes and Kenny. The Flock of Dimes song is called The Sisters. Flock of Dimes, of course, is a the pseudonym for Jen Wozner, who is in Y-Oak, which if you've listened to my show really at all, you know that I love Y-Oak. but yeah, this is her like solo project, and she worked with Madeline Kenny. They worked on each other's songs. So the Flock of Dimes song is The Sisters, and then the Madeline Kenny song that comes right after is called Helpless. Yeah, you're listening to the Afternoon Sound Alternative, Intona Romori on KGNU.
Yeah. sisters play pretend.
Just a scoundrel born to wile. Try and act natural when the collectibles. He won't be kind tonight. Without all that misery, you'll find a life that's a mess and long. Guided principle. Now he's crying just like a child. Hold on. For you, feeding the dirt so flowers could shoot. So many eyes, yet so many nights to live through. Without all that
I Support comes from the Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, a Boulder-based attorney specializing in criminal defense for all crimes, including DUIs, misdemeanors, and felonies for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz is located at 1733 Canyon in Boulder. The Alternative Law Office is Deadhead owned and operated since 1996 and a member of KGNU since 1987. For more information, visit alt-law.com or call 303-442-2166.
You're listening to Intona Ramori on KGNU's Afternoon Sound Alternative. That was Big Mess, the new single from Flying Colors. Before that, Seeples with Something Else. From there, Seeples EP. Also very new. Rustin Man with Old Flamingo from the brand new album Clock Dust. And I got two, maybe three more songs left, depending on how much time I have once I play these, if my math works out right. The first one I'm going to play is Sometimes I Realize by The Engineers, and we'll finish it off with Cotton Candy Clouds by Ringo Death Star. And if the time works out, I'm going to play another Steel Eyes Band song. All right. Well, thanks for listening to Intona Ramori. If you stay tuned, coming up at 2:55, you're going to hear the afternoon headlines, followed by the Metro program at 3 o'clock here on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or online at kgnu.org. Metro is our afternoon local news and public affairs program. Don't forget, we depend on listeners like you to support us, and, especially in these trying times, you can always donate at kgnu.org. And thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoy the end of the show. This is The Engineers with Sometimes I Realize.
Slow. Night on the road, I'm going to my school, says the wee boy instantly stood. What is on your back, says the false knight on the road, me bundles and me books, says the wee boy instantly stood. I came a-walking by your door, says the false knight on the road, it lay in your way, says the wee boy instantly stood. From your dog a stone, says the false knight on the road, I wish it was a bone, says the wee boy instantly stood. That says the false knight on the road, they're mine and me father's, says the wee boy instantly stood. Now many should be mine, says the false knight on the road, the ones that have the blue tail, says the wee boy instantly stood. Then, says the wee boy instantly stood, by the stick all in your hands, says the false knight on the road, to keep me from a golden arm, says the wee boy instantly stood. Oh, but in yonder tree, says the false knight on the road, that ladder under me, says the wee boy instantly stood. The ladder little break, says the false knight on the road, and he will surely fall, says the wee boy instantly stood. Says the false knight on the road, a good boat under me, says the wee boy instantly stood, the boat will surely sink, says the false knight on the road, and you will surely drown, says the wee boy instantly stood. As your mother more than you, says the false knight on the road, I'm not nothing for you, says the wee boy instantly stood. I think I hear a bell, says the false knight on the road, it's ringing your bell, says the wee boy instantly stood.
With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Speaking earlier today, Governor Jared Polis said that 304 people in Colorado have died from COVID-19. Two people who have died were employees at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley. The union representing workers there say that more than 50 of the nearly 6,000 employees at the plant have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. JBS announced today that they will close the Greeley facility until April 24th due to the outbreak. The company has been criticised by workers for not providing protective equipment or enacting social distancing measures to deal with the spread of the virus. Governor Polis said today that the company is working with the state and local health officials on the situation.
They're working with us, County Health and Weld County, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, on communicating to their employees about a plant-wide quarantine and testing during this time to ensure that they can reopen as soon as possible. There'll be sanitization of the plant. There will be limited work happening with limited staff wearing appropriate personal protective equipment, but not at production capacity until we can work hard to make it reopen as soon as possible. And the way that we can bring the plant back online is not unlike any other critical part of our economy. It's mass testing, containment, to make sure that those who are sick are not coming to work, and providing protective equipment and masks to relevant employees and those who might have been exposed. Weld County Public Health and CDPHE are talking to JBS to design the aggressive testing and containment strategy so that they can continue as soon as possible and in as uninterrupted a way as possible the critical work with what the consumers rely on, as well as our ranchers.
Governor Polis said today that members of the National Guard will be deployed to help with testing of workers at the meatpacking plant. This evening, Denver City Council will consider an emergency measure to enact a rent freeze in the city to help those impacted economically by the pandemic. Governor Polis thus far has not supported a rent freeze, and he reinforced today that he encourages other measures to help protect renters.
No governor, no president has the legal ability to suspend the sanctity of contract law. It's common law. No state has done that. What we want to do in Colorado, what I have done, is really make sure that we take the strongest steps of any governor to help protect renters. And that means using our legal authority, the full weight of it, on behalf of renters, encouraging, and I encourage the council members of Denver and other cities to join with the state in making rental assistance more widely available during this time. I've already issued an executive order directing our Department of Local Affairs to work with property owners and landlords to avoid removing or executing eviction procedures against tenants or mobile homeowners without cause. And that means if they just because they haven't paid, nobody should be evicted.
Governor Polis said that going forward, the state will report the racial breakdown of those dealing with the health effects of COVID-19. Today's announcement comes after the Denver Public Health Department released data showing that black residents in the city have been impacted by the disease at higher rates than whites or Latinx residents. State oil and gas regulators today fined a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum Corporation with an $18.25 million fine for its role in a house explosion in Firestone that killed two men 3 years ago. Federal investigators concluded that the explosion was caused by natural gas that was leaking into the home from an underground pipe that had been severed. The fine is the largest Kerr McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum Corporation. Kerr McGee was a subsidiary of Anadarko Petroleum, which oversaw the pipeline at the time of the explosion. Anadarko was subsequently purchased by Occidental. You can find more of our local
news
coverage online.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Metro.
As well as up-to-date information and resources on the COVID-19 crisis. I'm Maeve Conran. Stay tuned for the community calendar.
Welcome to Met. Metro on KGNU Community Radio, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I am your host, Miriam Schiff. On today's program, I will be visiting with Dr. Ariel Schwartz, PhD. She is a licensed clinical psychologist, EMDR therapy consultant, somatic psychotherapist, and certified yoga instructor with a private practice in Boulder, Colorado. She is author of many books, her newest being The Post-Traumatic Growth Guidebook and Practical Guide to Complex PTSD, Healing Childhood Trauma. She can be reached at drarielschwartz.com. Welcome, Ariel.
Thank you, Mimi. It is so lovely to be here.
Thank you so much. You know, I just wish it was, I wasn't discussing COVID. That's, my whole life is surrounding COVID now. You know, we've plunged, COVID-19 has plunged us into unprecedented times. There's no guidepost, there's no signpost, there's no road to take, there were no rules. How do we stay balanced during this time?
I love the way that you've started this, naming how we are living in the unprecedented times, this experience of not having guideposts and nobody knows where this is going. And what you've named is how unsettling and how ungrounding this time can feel for many people. And I think that we need to balance our need to go toward the discomfort of this and the unsettling feelings. We need to have space to process it and to digest it individually and collectively. But we also need to have ways to kind of step away from it, to disconnect, to shut off the news and really take care of ourselves. So I'll offer here some of the strategies that I have found so grounding and helpful for myself during this time. These are what I talk about in the books that I write as resilience strategies. And the first of these is to have what we call a growth mindset. This is the realization that even during times of challenge, that we can still grow, that we can still integrate, that we can actually become in some ways a better person. And it doesn't mean that we have to grow. Like, there are times where we also just need to rest. But this recognition that this isn't necessarily going to break us or do us in, that there were some imbalances that were already going on in our world, right? And that this is a time for so many people to actually rebalance and put into question lifestyle choices that we were already making that actually weren't serving us individually, collectively, for our planet, for our climate, right? So there's such a tremendous reset that's happening. Another one of these resilient strategies would be to turn toward our emotional body and some of our social emotional intelligence, to recognize that being vulnerable this time is actually a strength. Being able to feel our own feel our sadness, feel our hurt, our anger at how this is being handled by the government and so forth, that having those feelings is in itself part of our resilience, that it doesn't mean that if you're feeling any of those distressing emotions or painful emotions that there's something wrong with you. Actually, I think those are all signs of health. We need to create space for that. And also to ensure that we stay connected to our community, even in the midst of what we now call physical distancing, right? That we can still connect through other